I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Discussions and voting on steps to address the abuse crisis, as well as the Day of Discernment and Prayer, will be at the top of the agenda for the fall meeting of U.S. bishops in November. The Bishops' General Assembly will take place November 12th through the 14th in Baltimore. Public sessions of the Assembly will be both live-tweeted and live-streamed on the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops' website. The USCCB's President, Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, sent a letter to all bishops asking them to spend the week before the Assembly preparing with, quote, intensified prayer, fasting, and reparation. President Donald Trump announced he wants an order ending the constitutional right to citizenship for babies born in the United States to non-citizens. Many scholars have stated that an executive order is not able to unilaterally remove the right. Trump also commented that the U.S. is the only country in the world with birthright citizenship. However, a 2010 study by the Center for Immigration Studies, a group that supports immigration restrictions, stated that 30 countries have birthright citizenship. A Pew Research Center survey from 2 years ago reports that births to, quote, unauthorized immigrants were in decline, and in 2014, around 275,000 births, or 7% of the 4 million that year, were to, quote, unauthorized immigrants. The victims of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting have begun to be put to rest. Because the Tree of Life synagogue where the attack took place is still closed off as a crime scene, the funerals are being held at nearby synagogues and Jewish sites. President Trump will be visiting the city to offer condolences to the community. However, Pennsylvania's governor and Pittsburgh's mayor have stated that they will not greet the president. Reaction over the president's visit has been mixed, with some victims' families and community members expressing their desire for him not to be there. The World Day of the Poor will be celebrated on November 18th and will focus on a verse from Psalm 34, which says, quote, "This poor one cried out, and the Lord heard." In his message for the day, Pope Francis said that people must take a serious look at their conscience and, quote, "understand whether we are really capable of listening to the poor." The Pope questioned why is it that God can hear their cries, but so many people nearby either cannot care or don't care. The World Day of the Poor is aimed at giving Christians the chance to follow Christ's example and come together in love, hope, and respect with those in need. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.